podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Would you like to hear a story? So here's the story. This is a story of David and Jackie. Again, not their real names. They met while she was married. And she was married for something like 6 years. And they were friends right away. But there was an attraction. Eventually, they crossed the line. And David and Jackie had an affair.
Yeah.
Okay, David, not married. Jackie was married.
Yep.
They fell in love. She ended up leaving her husband and getting a divorce, hooked up with David. They've now been together for about 3 years, and there's been talk of marriage. And the way he put it to me on the phone yesterday was, I love her, and I know she loves me,
but
this is what he said. If she cheated on her first husband, what would stop her from cheating on me?
I know a few people who have been in this situation, which is very odd, but it's a completely legitimate, you know, fear.
Yeah.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yeah. So he's saying, you know, he told me, he's like, I know. He goes, I'm nothing like her first husband. He goes, I think our relationship is much different. But at the same time, he can't get rid of that seed of doubt in his head. Well, even though I was the cause of it, of her cheating, and I was the cause of her breaking up her first marriage, what makes me think that the same thing can't happen to me?
See, I think that when he says I was the cause of this affair, I was the cause of them breaking up the marriage, I don't think it is something in him. I think it's something in her. And it has nothing to do with him. You know, maybe she is like,
I disagree. How can you say it has nothing to do with him?
Well, let me finish. I think maybe something. I think there's maybe something unsatisfied, unsettled within her, which is why she can't be happy in a relationship. If there are patterns, you know, why she cheated on her husband and why maybe
she'll
cheat
on David.
Well,
we don't know if it's a pattern yet. She's done it once.
Right. But
so how do we know if it's a pattern?
Well, there's something in there. There's something in her that is unhappy, and the cheating has to do with her and not him.
What about our listeners? I mean, how would you respond to somebody who says, if she cheated on her first husband, what would stop her from cheating on me? How do you answer that? Call us now, because I was on the phone with him for like almost 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know. It's like a real life soap opera.
Well, this is a pickle.
But it happens to a lot. There are a lot of people listening to our show right now who met through an affair. Mm-hmm. A ton of them listening right now. We want to know what you think about this. 303-631-1MIX. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What are you going to say to David?
Well, David, I got to tell you, dude, I've been on both sides of it. I've been the one that has broken up a marriage, unfortunately, and then at the same time, too, I've been on the other side of it where I've been with someone and they turned out to be a cheater. It's kind of like a karma thing. And throughout all that experience, the only thing I can say is if you don't have trust now, if you don't trust her now, you're not going to trust her then. So get your ducks in a row. I mean, you're going to have to either go through counseling, figure out what you got to do. Because I believe that for me, I was in a vulnerable position when I met the woman that was married. I was actually married at the same time too. We both ended up getting divorced, and then it didn't work out for us, but we left each other for each other.
Yeah.
And then it still didn't work out. So as far as it goes, it wasn't a trust issue with us. I just think it was
you're telling me that seed was never in the back of your mind?
No.
Either that she would cheat again or that you would cheat again?
No, actually, this girl I had dated 20 years prior. She was like my high school sweetheart.
Mm.
And we reconnected through the internet, and then we went out to lunch. And the next thing you know, she was unhappily married. I was unhappily married.
Oh,
we
kind of you know.
started dating.
Started with emotional cheating is what you started with. All right. Well, we will. I kind of like your suggestion to go get some counseling. So thanks for being on the show, Jeff.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You as well. Thanks for taking the time. Here comes Brenda. Good morning, Brenda.
Hi. Yeah, I believe with Emily. And I also do think that she will cheat again because there is something in her that there's not quite anything that's satisfying.
Well, how do we know that?
Well,
I mean, we don't know the situation with her first husband. I mean, it could have been a horrible relationship with her first husband, whereas the relationship with David could be spectacular. I mean, we don't know those details. So how can you just say she's definitely going to cheat again?
Well, if it was a bad situation, why would she have stayed so long? Don't you think she would have left
earlier?
Well,
I don't know. She was married 6 years. It's not like she was married 26 years. I mean, maybe she may. I don't know. What I'm saying is, I don't know. You could be right, but we can't make any kind of definite statement about that, can we?
Well, let me tell you, my dad was a cheater.
Yeah.
And
so you're coming at it, though, from through looking through that lens, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
So therefore, you've got to say, well, my dad was a cheater. It's kind of scarred me a little bit. So now I'm going to look at everybody that way. It might not be the same situation.
You know what? I had a hard time. I had a hard time trusting anybody.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But luckily, I found the guy that I married to for over 33 years that I trust him tremendously.
Good. I'm glad that all worked out for you. I appreciate your thoughts and thanks for taking the time to call us.
You bet.
Appreciate that. I just think you got to be careful.
Right.
Putting a blanket statement on like
I think, because I said that there's something, you know, inside of Jackie where she's unhappy, which is why, you know, it led her to cheat. But also, I mean, our buddy David went through with something that he knew was wrong because he knew she was married. So
right.
He's
as much at
right.
fault
I'm
as
not,
she
I'm
is.
Not letting him off the
this
hook.
This is the two takes two to tango situation.
Absolutely.
Hello, Jason.
Hey, good morning. How is everyone today?
We're all great. Sound good. Off on this, please.
Hey, I got to tell you the truth. It's not about the cheating part. It's about his insecurity, man. And he brought that on himself. I'm sorry, David, but you're always going to question, especially when she gets back to work and she's got a couple male friends hanging out. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good
I know.
Luck.
He did kind of bring it on himself, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I'm glad you called, Jason. Have a fun day.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks for being on
so
the show.
So how do you get that confidence back? Is it even possible?
I think it is. Hi, Angela. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
So what do you say, Angela, quickly?
I think that cheating is a symptom of the problem and not usually being the keyword, the problem itself.
So therefore?
So for David, yeah. I think he has to look at what his relationship is and figure out if there's anything else that's wrong. And if he thinks there is, then that, yeah, she's probably more susceptible to
Or you're saying that if everything is really good with David and Jackie, he won't have anything to worry about.
Exactly.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day. Drive carefully, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Appreciate that. Time for one more. We'll go to Sally. Hello, Sally.
Hi. I come from a family of cheaters, and I actually am a cheater. I was a cheater, I guess. And I would tell him that he shouldn't marry her until she gets some sort of counseling, because honestly, that's the only thing that stops cheaters. I mean, that's the only thing I saw with my parents, grandparents, and with myself. That's the only thing that stops me. And so she might not cheat. That's the thing. She might not. It might have just been, you know, horrible first marriage. But in the end, you know, does he really want to take a chance? I'd say she should get some counseling before he agrees to marry her.
All right, so you're saying your grandparents cheated on each other. Your parents cheated. You mm-hmm. were you married?
I was married. Even in my relationships, I ended up cheating. And then in my marriage, I did cheat, and my husband forgave me and because I agreed to go to counseling, and I did. And that's the only thing, that's the only way it stopped.
Well, let me ask you something. How long have you been cheat-free?
About a year.
Oh, okay.
Oh, do you get like a chip? You know, like this is my 1 year coin.
1 year anniversary kind of thing?
So there was something unhappy within you, which is...
Yeah. I mean, there's always things that like make it a little worse to make you want to cheat more, like an argument or something. But in the end, it's something within me. It's something within the person. Even if that person, that spouse is mean to you or whatever, you get out of the marriage sometimes, not always. I don't want to make blanket statements, but usually something within you, and you should really get some help before starting on a new committed relationship.
Now, I know Sally's not your real name, but let me ask you this. How old are you?
I am 24.
Wow.
I'm glad you called. I hope you remain happy with your husband. I hope everything works out for you, okay?
Thanks.
Good
I'm glad
luck.
You called. Thanks for taking the time.
Dang.
Wow. What are you going to say to him? We don't have Jeremy nor Chris in the studio to answer this. So what do you think, Kim?
I think they should not get married until they undergo some serious Dr. Phil.
You I know? Have to.
Because their foundation is cheating is this affair. That is not a foundation you want to build up from. You smell what I'm cooking?
I do. And I, first of all, I think so many people attach a negative stigma to counseling that it breaks my heart, because it can be so helpful for so many people. And you don't even have to have raging problems for counseling to be beneficial to you.
But so, we said yesterday, you don't cook without looking at a recipe.
Exactly.
Everybody needs
help. And then I would really encourage, even people who are listening right now, you're like, oh, I don't want the stigma of that I'm seeing a counselor. No, that's, don't think that way. I mean, it can be extremely helpful. And for David and Jackie, yes, you should probably get in and do some counseling anyway, even if this question didn't come up in your head.
On your own.
Just, you probably should anyway, just because of the way that you met. So you can kind of lay down a good foundation going forward. I, however, still believe that just because she cheated once, I don't think that makes her automatically a serial cheater. Because I think there's things maybe in that first marriage that we never knew about or don't know about and can't even comprehend. God, sometimes you just marry the wrong person.
Sure.
You know, so I don't want to automatically attach this, oh, she's just going to cheat again. So I tell David, go get counseling with her. And make it work.
And keep her in an all-woman environment.
There's that.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.